This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What does the future hold for our public universities? A recent report from Moody's suggests the future is very uncertain for public universities. Enrollment is flat, revenue is stagnant, and expenses grew nearly twice as fast as inflation. Are public colleges on a path to economic oblivion, as the Chronicle of Higher Education puts it? And just how are Michigan's public colleges and universities faring? Let's talk about this now as we welcome Dan Hurley. He grew up and was educated in Michigan. Today, he's with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, where he directs state relations and policy analysis. He joins us now from Washington. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be with you.
Well, Moody says, after crunching the numbers and looking at enrollment and at revenues and expenses, that it's unsustainable. Do you think that's an accurate view?
I do think that is accurate long term. There has been plenty to talk about in recent years, primarily the whole discussion of college affordability, which has been driven by state disinvestment in recent years. But there's a number of other factors coming into play here that I think are particularly challenging me here for the next few years, especially for Michigan.
Such as?
Well, when it comes to state funding of higher education, Michigan has cut support by twice the rate of the national average over the last 5 years. And that's not a way to increase college affordability. That really has caused tuition prices to increase, and certainly is not a way to create a strong workforce for the future. So I would point out state disinvestment, the role that's played, but especially noteworthy is the issue of enrollment. And employment has been picking up. There are fewer adults that are going back to the college classroom. And so overall enrollment numbers are flat or declining in many states, but in Michigan, it absolutely stands out. A recent forecast through 2020 of high school graduates shows that Michigan is dead last, and actually looking at a nearly 20% decline in the number of high school graduates in the state. And so the pipeline to college, which is obviously from a human capital perspective, but
sure,
also a revenue perspective for the universities, is really acute.
Could it be then, if we're looking at this 20% drop, and that by, you know, we could be seeing below 99,000 high school graduates in just a few years, could it be there are just more public colleges and universities than will be needed in Michigan?
You know, one could make that argument. I don't think any of the institutions are going to be going anywhere. So I think it's really a matter, and the institutions play an incredibly important role. So I think the discussion ought to be, you know, how can they partner with the states to meet broader state objectives, certainly around educational attainment and workforce development, certainly to research and development as well.
But Dan, circling back to that drop in high school graduates, looking ahead over between now and, say, 2020, is that a factor of their dropping out, or is it a factor of people are having fewer babies and the birth rate's gone down?
I think it's actually an issue of the latter, as well as really migration. It's been fascinating to see the migration from Michigan and the Midwest. I mean, certainly in this country, the migration has been going from the northeast New England states and the Midwest to the South and Southwest. And so Michigan is not alone in challenges in terms of population trends, but it stands out. Where it has succeeded, interestingly, and I would credit the auto industry as well as, in particular, the flagship universities, has been the recruitment of high-skill, well-educated individuals from out of the state. That will continue to be the case, but I think there needs to be some other strategies for boosting educational attainment aside from simply enrolling more out-of-state students or trying to recruit individuals back to the state.
So it sounds like these flagship institutions are facing a different set of circumstances than, say, smaller institutions, let's say Grand Valley State University or Northern Michigan University. Would that be fair to say?
Yeah. I mean, Grand Valley, and I would say this, I happen to be a graduate of that institution, actually a graduate of four public colleges and universities in Michigan.
There you go.
Coincidence. Grand Valley is, I think, actually in a pretty strong shape. But generally, across the country, it is the public regional comprehensive universities that are in particularly difficult straits because they don't have the same resource base in terms of endowments, high tuition levels, or visibility or reputation that are going to allow them to draw students from across the globe.
I'm speaking with Dan Hurley. Dan's with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities, where he directs state relations and policy analysis. And Dan, when we talk about this dilemma of growing expenses and flat revenue, how much of this dilemma could we say across the country, not just in Michigan, is due to football coaches and college presidents who are paid millions and retiree expenses and expensive building projects?
I wouldn't quite characterize that as a fallacy, but it really is a misnomer in that, when it comes to the coaches' salaries or a lot of the expenses that are not associated with the core undergraduate mission of an institution, those are often do not come from the two primary revenue streams that fund universities, i.e. Tuition, students' tuition dollars, as well as state appropriations. And when you look at, per student spending, over the last many years, that figure has been flat and even declining in many states. And it doesn't make sense because you see the headlines about tuition, skyrocketing every year, mm-hmm. but it really simply reflects predominantly a cost shift regarding who pays for college going from states to students and families.
And where does that end? I guess as we talk about this path to economic oblivion, what do you see as the way out? Because at some point, families are going to say enough, can't do it, going to live without it.
You're right. Well, that's a key point, and I think that needs to be the last thing that happens. I mean, mm-hmm. Having an educated society is absolutely critical, arguably the most important thing to drive economic development, prosperity, and a good social fabric, a strong democracy. I would point out a couple of things, especially for Michigan. One is certainly to increase state investment. And the state, we did see an increase, a modest one, for universities this current year, as well as nationally. Hopefully that trend continues, so it'll help mitigate the rise in tuition prices and make college more affordable. The other thing that I would point out, going back to the whole demographic issue in Michigan, is for the universities in partnership with the state to focus more on two populations that are critical to boosting the workforce capacity and educational attainment levels. One is low and lower middle-income students from modest economic backgrounds. That is critical to get more of those students into college and through college.
Mm-hmm.
And second is to focus, as many states are, on getting more adult working students into a college, especially those who are non-degree completers, who have some college behind them but didn't finish a degree. And there's, I think, a couple hundred thousand of those in Michigan.
Get them in the system.
Those are two key strategies.
Yeah, get them in the system some way, somehow.
Exactly. And the universities, through online programming, branch campuses, university centers, really have gone done a lot of work to try to make college accessible and convenient for those working students.
Dan, any encouraging signs that you could give us for the future of public universities and colleges in Michigan? Anything that is looking promising?
Well, one is, again, I do think there is greater recognition by Governor Snyder, lawmakers, of the importance that universities and educated society are going to play. And there's no doubt that their ears are getting bent by, the leaders in the automotive industry and the other high-tech firms, and certainly in Southeast Michigan and West Michigan. The other thing is regarding competitive advantage. And I would say this regardless if I was a Michigan native or not, mm-hmm. and that is that Michigan's public universities nationally and internationally have a very, very good reputation for quality. But I think part of that is the governance structure that the universities operate under. They are the most autonomous public universities in the nation. And that autonomy allows them to really focus on the marketplace, focus on quality, but also focus and be more responsive to business, industry, and state needs. And I think that will it has helped them over the last few years getting through the recession and state funding cuts, and I think it will position them even stronger for the future.
A look at what the future holds for public universities and colleges in Michigan. And we thank Dan Hurley with the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. And he was kind enough to join us from Washington. And good to have you talking to your home state folks, Dan.
My pleasure.